That looks so ridiculous.
Happy Monday, everybody. September 3rd, 2018. Did you have a good summer, Brian?
It's hotter than Zac Efron out there.
Is it?
Yeah, it's
Actually, it's a pre-tape. This is Labor Day.
Oh, this is Labor Day?
Yeah, it's Labor Day.
Oh.
It's a pre-tape. So it's actually August 6th. It's fucking boiling hot.
Boiling hot. Did you bring your mic here? You did, didn't you?
No, I just... It's a mirage.
Yeah,
hot, it's a mirage.
In the room? Oh. All right. Hey, Jeannie.
I forgot for a second you were blind. We're joined by Keanu. What's your last name again?
Thompson.
Keanu Thompson and Alan Fuchs.
He's coming.
Is it Fuchs or Fuchs?
Fuchs. He's stuck Fuchs. In an Uber. Alan Fox is stuck in an Uber.
He must be doing well in an Uber in Midtown. That's going to take him forever to get here.
Yeah, why is he taking an Uber?
I don't know.
What kind of money did he...
He doesn't. He also has a car, so I have no idea.
He's a real mess.
Just running around the city.
I never take an Uber.
Is he circling the block looking for a spot? I got a great spot on 37th Street.
No, the thing is, with Uber, with Manhattan, you got to take the train.
Yeah, you have to.
I'm an Uber queen. I like the Uber.
But on a Monday, you got it. You don't take the train on a Monday?
I like Uber. I don't want to talk to people. So I'll sit in traffic.
Sit right in here.
Y'all, I love to talk to. I don't want to talk to strangers.
Who talks to people on the train? You get on the train, they're like, "Wow, this F train's really running
I never had my phone out on the train. I was on the train at 125th Street.
Oh boy,
it just got crazy. Like some guy came in with like a bucket on his head.
Yeah, that's.
And then a lady started singing, but I thought it was the guy with the bucket on his head. So I'm like, where the fuck is this coming from? I thought he brought a big boom box, but like a little boom box.
And it was muffled?
No, but it was just weird. And then he was like, and I was like, and then, but then turns out it was a black lady singing.
Oh, there he is.
Hi.
Alan. Hey, Alan.
She's a street performer.
Yeah, that's what they do.
She's a street performer.
Hi, Brian. Sorry I'm late.
My pleasure. Nice to meet you.
How's it going?
Keanu in the middle.
Yeah, we know each other very well.
We do a show together.
You do a show together.
No, you guys fuck buddies?
Not at all.
Come in her pussy all the time?
Absolutely not.
I have never come in her pussy.
No, not anywhere close.
Yeah.
No.
Well, close, but not in her pussy. No, not in her body.
Exactly. You throw it on the wall like Silence of the Lambs.
It's Monday fucking.
Jesus Christ. Can we ease in to coming?
Your pardon.
I mean, I just got here right away. It's like, coming your pussy? It's like,
we're really going to have to cut this out.
Remember real cream pie? I had a weird thing this morning. I had sex with my wife and I had
this morning?
Yeah.
You like morning sex?
Why?
Hey, listen, I like sex whenever, any time of the day.
What'd you say
to the guy before you?
Yeah. I said, hey, Jerome,
was weird.
Step over. Get out of here, Sambo. I was concerned because my wife, I have little kids and we have dogs. It's a whole fucking shit show in my house. And so I know when my wife gets in bed with me, because she usually sleeps with the kids because they want her in the middle of the night. She comes over and she goes, we have 5 minutes. I go, oh, we're going to go twice?
Whoa. So sexual. Wow.
But I had a difficulty getting an erection. Which never usually happens to me.
Yeah, it's called being married.
I caught her.
It's called having a wife and having sex with pressure.
Yeah, but usually I'm like, I soft served her, and then I got
soft served her, like a medium hard dick.
Yeah, like a medium, which is disgusting, right?
Yeah, it
doesn't matter.
Yeah. There's nothing worse.
It matters. Are you joking?
You're married. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I normally I don't get laid that often. Trust me. I was like, hold on, I got up like a silent film actor. I got up. I was like, whoop, 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 like I ran in the bathroom, made a little pee pee. And then I came back in.
Wait, you know, I want to get Dr. Steve on because he was saying, I was reading his Twitter last night, and he was saying people that there's all kinds of things that cause ED.
Mm. Right?
Yeah. Like, stress,
like
depression.
Tobacco does. They think nicotine does. Like people who smoke and people who smoke cigars.
I don't smoke cigars.
And people who are blind, going blind.
Well, going blind thing. That's the thing.
It's going blind. And also, a lot of times you don't even know.
Well, I have I take high blood pressure medication.
Yeah, that might be it.
I'll do it.
Well, my doctor said to me, I said, any side effects of this? He goes, well, you might have a spongy erection once in a while.
I said,
there are two words in the English language you don't want one after another. Spongy erection.
That's so repulsive. Yeah.
And they never said that. Oh, give me that spongy cock.
Yeah, squeeze it out in the sink.
I have a spongy cock right now.
Rinse out your cock.
I jumped out of an Uber to get here. My fucking girlfriend had to get Botox today.
Really?
Yeah. So
are you so sweaty? Are you sweaty because it's hot?
No, because we took an Uber to get to her Botox place, and I was supposed to take an Uber to get here. And then the guy's like new. He's like, I don't know what to do, and I'm like, dude, just let me out.
Why'd you take her?
It's like the worst Uber driver ever.
Why did you go?
No, because we're both going the same direction. We're both, it was like close to here, you know? So, but it's like, that's like a waste. Like, I don't care if my girlfriend or wife or whoever right. gets Botox. Like, it's a waste of money.
She
I don't
cares.
Give a shit. I don't care if any, like, who, why? It doesn't matter.
How old is she? 74.
She's going to kill
She's
me.
She's 80.
She in her 40s?
She just turned 80. Let her get her Botox.
Fucking Betty White. That's right. What I'm fucking she's like a young woman, but people get Botox when they're 30.
I'm about to start, I think.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. In their 20s.
She Botox
she's like
her
in
her 20s. Forehead?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pointless.
It's all
it's
going
stupid.
Downhill.
I'm thinking about getting Botox on my cock. It's getting a little wrinkly.
So you don't have a spongy cock?
Yeah. My balls.
It's botulism.
Straight them out.
It's botulism.
Yeah, but it makes you look cool.
No. I don't know. I don't like Nicole Kidman is like she has no expression in her face. You know what I mean? Like I don't really know about plastic surgery.
And she still gets acting work.
A little bit here and there. I like her in Far and Away. Tom Cruise, you're not scary, are you? Thank you.
Tom Cruise.
Far back you going?
What's that?
How far back you going with that movie?
Far and Away is probably 1989 or something. You're in Days of Thunder, and now you're an Irishman trying to make it in the North.
I like Jaws.
I do. I'm blind. It's all I have.
Coming to the 2000s.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. You guys see Johnny Mnemonic? You like Keanu Reeves movies because your name's Keanu, probably.
You know, I'm named after Point Break, so yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But I've never seen it. I just, you know.
She's a millennial. She doesn't give a shit about anything. From
I
said,
do.
They said that Tom Cruise movie's good. Did you guys see a Tom Cruise movie?
What?
MI3?
Yeah.
No.
The last one. The one that just
yeah,
came
whatever
out.
One's out, yeah.
They said it's good.
You know, Mission Impossible is getting him to eat pussy.
What did you say?
Mission Impossible is getting him to eat pussy.
His next movie is going to be called Spongy Cock.
Yeah, exactly right. I'll swallow that load.
Well, come on, man.
I don't know. I'm having fun.
How many times am I having fun?
I don't know. We're bumping dirt.
I thought you were a nice guy out there.
I am a nice guy out there.
Isn't it ridiculous? And he thinks he has to turn it on, but it's like, it's just.
Turning on. I was a minute away.
You're asking,
he's
like,
so
where you're from.
Right
now you're like, I'm dropping loads left and right.
G-Cog.
I'm sorry. All right, guys. I'll dial it back.
No, we're a sex podcast.
Yeah, they have a sex. They have a sex podcast.
What's it called?
The Week in Sex.
What's it called? All of a sudden, you're Dave Juskow.
All of a sudden, I'm Charlie Rose, but a little creepier. The Week in Sex, what do you mean?
This is Dave Juskow, by the way.
Why?
What? I texted him. I told him we were going to have Lisa Ann on our show.
Ooh, I like her.
I asked him for a fucking favor, like big fucking deal. I asked him, like, hey, you know.
Lisa Ann.
You know Lisa Ann.
She's like the hottest MILF. Like,
yeah.
She played Sarah Palin in all the porn movies.
Oh.
She's like the big.
Oh, sure.
You know.
She's white. You wouldn't like her.
I'm sure you can work.
So we're going to have her. And Dave is like a huge, you know, old school porn guy. He had a whole like show about old school porn.
Right.
Dave Attell.
Dave Attell. And I asked Juskow to like ask Dave for me. And just fucking didn't give a shit.
It's not really Juskow's fault. I hate to defend Juskow, but Attell won't do anything. That's her?
Yeah.
Oh, she's hot. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, who was that?
Just did our show.
That's from Who's Nailin' Palin.
She did your show?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Now I get the pun. Like, who's having sex with Sarah Palin? Who's Nailin'?
Who's Nailin'?
Palin.
Just got it.
Yeah. About a minute ago.
I was scared. I was on the A-train.
Yeah. Anal cream pie?
And some kids started, he was singing, the wheels on the bus go around.
Really?
I thought he was with a family. I think he was by himself. He was like 20-year-old. Like,
on drugs.
So he was like mentally challenged.
Like some God.
I want to invite him to my show because I just think it'd be funny just to have a kid singing round wheels on the bus because I haven't heard that in a while since my kids are older now. Wheels on the bus go around.
Really? Huh? How old was the kid?
20.
Wow.
20, and he's singing, and I thought he was entertaining his family. Well, they all kind of had their backs to him. I was like, this motherfucker's alone on the A-train. It's going to be a long day.
Your grandmother, call her, believe you fucking asshole. We're on a train. Change your song.
No, that's better than most entertainment on the train.
Yeah. I like the I'm going to let it shine guys. I like those guys. The three guys. This going to let it shine. I'm going to let it shine. Oh, let it shine.
I've never heard that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're new
the
in town.
The old black guys?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
The old black guys, right.
You're new to town?
Yeah. She's
2 years.
It's new.
Not new to town.
It's new enough.
I heard those guys within the first 6 months here. Guaranteed.
Exactly. Yeah, what's your favorite nail spa in Flushing? See?
No. Yeah,
most importantly, have we gotten to her threesome yet? Her threesome
oh, God.
Story? Keanu's threesome story. We got to talk about Keanu's threesome story.
When, recently?
Yeah, God. Recently.
Ugh.
Yeah, I heard threesome stories. All right.
Let me pull my dick out.
I know some listeners got.
Come on, man.
Jesus
Because you're on thin ice, man. People are really sick of you.
He's like, what's up with your shorts? Yeah.
I know, it looks like it's going to be a yachtsman, but really, in reality, it's a skeleton, a bit of a ghoul.
Did you see shorts?
I don't know.
My belt is full of alcoholic beverages.
It's an unbelievable outfit.
I dress like my mother
I was going to get that retard off the train and replace him with this retard.
Say it again, sorry.
I already work with one retard. Why not get another?
A lot of consonants in that for you.
Those shorts scream like spongy dad cock.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean? Listen,
it screams like
I'm not selling anything you aren't buying.
Don't give a shit anymore.
Oh, yeah. What happened? What's wrong with you?
Threesome. Go ahead.
A threesome?
Was it a misunderstanding? Like a threesome episode?
No, I was trying to.
I just want to say this before we get into the story. All right. Uh-huh.
He's like he's like her dad.
Not at all. This was my own doing, for sure.
But he's always telling. He's
her brother pimp.
You're always telling her slutty stories.
What's the line from Taxi Driver? Like you can fuck her in the mouth, you can fuck her in the ass, you can fuck her, but no rough stuff.
Oh boy.
Let me just say this really quick.
Please.
I don't know what you're saying. But let me just say this. So she had sex with some guy who is on TV, right?
He's a
guest on our show.
Who's a TV guy?
And you want to say his name?
He won't care.
Rel Battle. He's on Superior Donuts. You know Rel from Roast Battle.
Who?
Rel Battle.
Rel.
Yeah.
Little Rel?
Let me know as a black guy.
I was hoping it would be John Larroquette.
Is he black?
The black? Yeah. Who do you know is white with
is
Rel?
Is it Little Rel? Little Rel? Or is that
Little
a
Rel? Rel Battle.
Rel Battle. He's around. Whatever.
So she has sex with him. And then
she came up with Roast Battle, right?
By the way,
because of his name, right? And then Jeff Ross had to give money because Jeff Ross stole the name?
Something like that.
Jeff Ross is a thief.
By the way, your father just got a nosebleed.
I don't know those details. But
did he pay you since he has some Jeff Ross money?
Oh, my God. I'm not a hooker.
Not a hooker.
No, but the funny thing is, she never tells the story. He's always like, oh, you should hear what she did. Go out there and fuck those guys so we have a story for this week. No. Weekend sex. Did you fuck a black dude yet?
That was the first time.
Go fuck a black dude. You're a whore. He's like whatever, and she's Jodie Foster.
She's having sex because it helps the show. People love it. The thing is, she skips over the key part.
You're like,
that's
my girlfriend got Botox, and we're in an Uber. She's like, I had a threesome.
Good luck getting the story out in the show.
Let me just say this really quick, and then do your story thing. But I just want to say this. So she has sex with him, and she just likes to be like one and done, right, with every guy.
Yeah, I just don't want anyone to say he's very nice. I liked him
great
a lot,
dude, yeah.
But I didn't want to have sex the next night.
Let me just say this really quick.
It's like March Madness. You fucked that guy? Look at him.
I gotta get up and
leave. No, that's a different Rel. There are two Rels in comedy.
No, not him.
Battle. Rel Battle.
Not him.
Do you run to the Real Housewives?
More successful one.
Yeah,
right?
This one.
They're both doing great.
That one was not it.
So she has sex with him. She has sex with him, you know, once or a whole bunch of times one night. And then the next night she's like, all right, I already did that, you know, and she didn't want to have sex with him again. She asked a friend, a hot friend, to come with her.
Gorgeous friend.
Yeah.
I thought maybe I could hook them up. That's him.
Oh,
that's him.
Boy.
Yeah.
Hold on.
He's got a big head.
He's cute, isn't he? I did not want to have sex with him the next night. I just didn't.
I had no idea that's a good looking guy. A lot of girls said,
look, his head gets bigger and bigger as it expands.
Oh, boy. But I just.
It gets bigger to the top.
So here's what happened.
I just love the fucking slam.
I love it.
He has a big forehead. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's not hurting him.
Got a big dome.
I didn't not want to have sex with him the next night. I just wasn't sure. But I was like,
he has bad breath. Did he have bad breath?
No, not at all. He was lovely. I cannot complain.
Like,
but I just
Newports and cheese doodles?
I wasn't sure. I thought
Newports.
I thought maybe my friend would want to hook up
with
him.
You're such a nice girl, by the way. You're like, I fucked you last night. Now I'm bringing my hot friend for you tonight.
No. You don't understand.
Okay. Let's get this
key part out and then tell the story.
Okay, please.
She brings her friend with her in case she doesn't want to have sex with him again. She's like, not sure she wants to do it again. She's like, all right, so in case I don't, just like, you know, like we'll just hang out together and you could like be a cock block. And then they end up having a fucking threesome.
Yeah, but
that's all I want to say.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing at all.
Nothing's wrong with it.
It's a beautiful New York story.
Hallelujah.
Wait, so how did the threesome happen? How did it play out?
I don't know.
Shopping?
Were you guys drinking and smoking?
Not smoking, just drinking.
And then
the New York Comedy Club party. And then
the best.
And then I was like, well, I don't know how it was like a joke. And then of course,
Where'd you go? To his house?
My apartment, yeah.
And then you just went back to party some more before you know you're all naked.
We knew we were going to have a threesome. We were making out in the Uber. Like, it was...
All three? You were making out with her, too?
Yeah.
Two white women and a black dude? Mm-hmm. And then black people complain that they can't get a fucking cab. I mean, come on, man. They're making such progress. Ubers,
white
having threesomes in Ubers and shit.
Oh, God.
They're still complaining. They're still fucking complaining.
Please be honest.
So fucking, it's so annoying, man.
Did you wear a condom or no? Please
he
say
did.
No.
There were condoms everywhere. Everywhere. Yeah.
He fucked so much. I heard he had his dick laminated.
Oh my God. Yeah.
When you he has a lot to lose. So of course, he's going to wear a condom.
I hope he doesn't.
What's he have to lose?
Money. What do you mean?
How much money does he have?
No,
I don't. He has TV money.
From what?
He's on a sitcom. He's on Superior Donuts.
Let's cancel.
Superior Donuts?
Yeah, it's not.
I watched it. Really? I watched it after we fucked. I was like, you know what? He's not so bad on this.
Completely canceled. You can. It's a fact. You can look it up.
It's a shame.
Is it?
Yeah, it's
no.
You line your asses up.
It's canceled.
Like,
he told you it wasn't canceled.
He's
still getting that fucking my shows on the air, pussy.
I didn't fuck him.
Guarantee,
Gary,
you can just Google Superior Donuts. It's canceled. It's canceled. I'm not being a cockblock. It's fucking canceled.
I would have fucked him anyway. It's not. It's
not for you.
Show. You know, I'm
your
equal opportunity. Yeah, you know, it's fine.
He's definitely canceled. So Kevin James is canceled too. So don't fuck him.
God, I would.
You know, fuck him. Why not?
If that happens.
What's it say? I can't read it. What's it say?
On May 12th, 2018, CBS canceled the series after two seasons and 34 episodes.
My career is ruined.
He didn't tell you that?
Yeah, no. You're supposed to research
this. Black guys are the biggest liars. Black guys are notorious liars. They don't
give a fuck. I'm going to start lying about
it. They figure you don't know. Why would you know? I know because I know everything. But why would you know? So they just tell you what they think you probably know.
That's not why I fucked him.
I'm saying he didn't say it was canceled. It wouldn't help if it was canceled.
You would have fucked him anyway.
I would have. Yeah.
You don't know. You don't
He's
know.
So charming.
Anyway, I just got a pilot picked up.
Were you at the airport?
What are the odds?
Were you at the airport?
Pilot, I got it.
Okay.
Believe.
Pilot jokes never fail, except when you. But anyway, you know, you do what you got to do. So.
Fuck two girls at the same time?
Same time? No, I probably remember, wouldn't I?
Never had a threesome?
No. I like to disappoint women one at a time.
Or something.
I couldn't. First of all, if I fucked two women, I would just be like, "Girls, I'm gonna go for a walk."
Yeah. Oh, Rhonda Shear, get over here.
I'm gonna need fucking dildos and vibrators and shit.
You don't need that. Huh?
My dick don't last. I can't. I'd be so excited. My dick would be like New Year's Eve for my dick. It wouldn't be able to handle it.
I'd come across a room. I would literally just.
Have you ever done that?
Oh, lots of times. But I mean, I've been married.
Well, I would do shit, but I wouldn't be if fucking two women. I just can't. The best thing about porn is like when there is a threesome.
Yeah, when three guys are.
When he obviously likes one girl's hotter than the other, and he's like, and then you go,
And then the other one's just sitting there, yeah.
No, but he turns the other one like, all right.
I've had a girl cry before. I thought she was hotter than me, but then it was like she started to cry.
I love esteem issues.
Love using lady tears.
Did she start crying with Little Rel?
No. This is not this story. A different threesome. No,
why? Because he wasn't spending as much time with her?
Yeah, and they were like together, and I was just like, I was just going to be guest star, and then she started crying.
Of course they're more into the guest star.
Very special
episode. Right?
What? Yeah, of course. That's a given.
Exactly. I was like, don't cry.
I mean, don't bring somebody and be like, you like her more. She's new.
I'm like, why did we do this? And then
it's like when you get a new shirt, you're going to wear the new shirt more than you're going to wear the old shirt. It's like, it's not complicated. Go ahead, Blindy.
I would take those tears, rub them all over my spongy dick, and shove it right in your ass.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, boy.
He was sitting on it for like 3 minutes.
Gary, can we get a tarp over here? I'm going to warp the floor here with the pussy juice.
Oh, my God.
Thanks. I'm saying the floor's going to get warped.
How drunk are you?
Three deep. I'm starving, though. I need it between shows. I need to have a lunch.
Anyway. You didn't eat?
It's a biscotti that you brought with you.
Why didn't you eat biscotti?
I invite everyone. I'm trying not to do too many carbs. Going to the gym a lot. Looking good. So what part of town do you live in?
Me? I live in Astoria.
Oh, good for you. Great. Yeah. You, Christian Finnegan?
Another comic.
Yeah. John Fish?
No.
Mooney McCarthy?
Oh, he lives with
Tim Dillon.
Tim Dillon.
Yeah. Oh, you have a roommate?
I have a roommate, yeah.
Your girlfriend gets Botox. But why should you do it in Midtown? You think would she have Groupon?
No, any questions? How many? Why are you jumping around?
I'm just asking. I'm trying to find the narrative here.
Dylan, he's a roommate. His roommate's a comic.
How many roads must a man walk down?
What the fuck is that?
You guys.
What was that?
You don't have to be coked up to do this podcast.
It's Bob Dylan.
Oh, Tim Dillon.
You remember, like...
Jesus Christ.
That was a reach.
Oh,
that was
the
beyond a reach.
Do you remember, like, a couple years ago, he was...
Robin Williams is back.
Whoa.
Too nice of a compliment, honestly.
People want him fired.
Oh, my God.
People
or his co-class.
People want him fired. People want him fired.
Nobody hates me more than me.
No. You're the new co-host? Oh, God. Are you Kevin Brennan's co-host?
Oh, man.
But they want him fired. They want him dead fired. Because he steps
away.
Tim Dillon, then he goes into a Bob Dylan song.
Nobody knew what he was talking about.
Is that the guy from Wings, Tim Dillon?
Oh boy.
Okay. He's a comic. He's a well-known comic. Right. He has his own show on Gas Digital. So
this is a problem with, like, I've noticed. No offense to you. You're great. You're a nice guy. You. But, like, comics of a certain age, they don't stay up to date on references. You know what I mean?
He's not a comic.
Does he go to,
what is he?
What are you?
He's just a guy.
You're just a dude?
I'm not just a guy.
You find him on the train?
I wrote the most interesting man in the world thing.
We got to listen to this again.
He's asking for my fucking resume. What do you want?
He's friends with comic.
You know, do I need to be nice to him or not?
40, yeah. No. I produce over 40.
You do anything for us?
Yeah.
He's friends with comics. That's all. That's how I met him. He's friends with Eddie Ift and
comics?
Jim Jeffries and Joe.
Jim and I are very close. Kurt Metzger is a very dear friend. Of course,
Joe DeRosa.
We've grown apart since he moved to the coast, but you know, we do our thing. I used to work for the National Lampoon.
Okay.
You know, blah, 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 whatever.
Your wife's in hospitality.
She sure is. She was this morning anyway.
I remember things. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Swabbing my deck.
Hey-o.
I don't want a comic sidekick. Comic sidekicks are heavy.
I know Chad Zumbach.
Yeah, he's a...
He's good.
Here's the thing about comics. They love to cancel on you. They love to go like, I can't do it. They love to. They love to cancel. Yeah. This guy don't cancel. Sometimes I wish he would.
He has nothing to do.
He don't cancel, huh?
He has nothing to do.
No, comics want to cancel because then they seem like they're busy. You know what I mean? It's like women with dates. They love to go like, oh, I'm busy tomorrow. You go, can you want to go out tomorrow? They go, I'm busy. How about next weekend? It's like... Because they want to seem like they're busy, like they're unavailable. Same way with comics. They want to seem like, like I got Godfrey doing a second show today. Is he going to call back? I mean, he said he was going to do it. Now he's like not getting back to me. But he's black, so maybe you should
stick around and maybe
it was the one time.
Him.
All right.
Oh, I don't know. But if it's a black comic, that makes it even worse because then they go like, I'm not going to fucking do Whitey a favor.
You fuck Godfrey?
No.
I don't know.
No.
Fuck Godfrey.
No. Where did that come from?
He's gorgeous.
Her pussy would still be echoing.
Yeah.
So loud. He's so loud.
You're drafting here.
Huh? No more comedians. I'm not having sex with any more comedians.
Wait. So how did the threesome work? Did you and the other girl do a lot of, or were you together
lots
before?
Lots of watching, but we were all very drunk, so.
Yeah, but have you ever hooked up with that girl before?
No. We're new friends. We're good friends. She's gorgeous.
It's the perfect threesome. Because they're opposites.
How do you mean?
She has like
she's got huge boobs,
huge.
And I have like no boobs.
Yeah,
so it just
different by just like she's shorter. You know,
yeah, she's
a whole different
I'm a little
look.
Tall. Yeah, yeah, we're completely different looking. But
perfect. For yeah, reason.
This guy really you got a real Bob Guccione quality to you. Like
really?
Come on, you're perfect together. Come
you
here.
Know what it is? That's not what it is.
Come
I just
on,
have,
take your clothes off.
I didn't even
here's what it is.
I'm gonna take some pictures. They're gonna be tasteful.
No. I just have no patience. I just want to get to the point.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And I'm trying to get to the most interesting thing. That's what it is. I need to work on my patience. Yeah. I'm not Bob Guccione. I love you. Let me say Bob Guccione.
You kind of have that. You kind of have that vibe, you know.
Nah, it's because I fucking, you know. The
you kind of look like him. Like can we get Bob Guccione's picture up there?
Yeah, the Bob
not
Guccione.
When he was dying. Not when he was dying. When he was a young man.
John Fish just called him. Who is it? David.
David Guest. That hurt more. I gotta tell you. That was the most painful thing. But he's just jealous because I have hair.
John Fish, I would be too.
John Fish
anyway.
Is pretty bald.
No.
Bob Guccione was anyway. I've been to his townhouse, Bob Guccione's.
Where, on 64th Street?
How do you know everybody?
I've been around. I'm
he talks to people. I know his whole fucking life story now.
Yeah, there's Bob Guccione. That's
not me.
That is so Alan.
That's not.
Yeah. It is, kind of.
No, it's not.
Come on, dude.
Put your fingers in a pussy
I'm
while you're
self-aware.
At
oh my God. I'm more self-aware than Bob.
That's what he used to say.
Yeah. Did he?
Guys
who are not self-aware always say they're self-aware.
A little chesty blonde had a pussy taste, huh?
Oh, my God.
That looks like you. Close her up.
That is not what this podcast is.
A nice, clean clam.
Alan has nothing to do. He does not put me under pressure. Or
I never.
Not yet. He's working you. He's working you.
No, we're not. We've known each other.
We have conversations
all
the
other?
Time.
A year now.
That's nothing. Bob Guccione would work girls for 30 years.
Yep. He's sick.
It's not true. I have to defend Alan here. He's never suggested anything.
That's how they get you. Why are you so naive? I work people for 4 years.
You're like
I've worked girlfriend for
her.
3 years to 4 years.
You're like Jodie Foster from Taxi Driver. You really are.
In fact, I tell her the opposite. I tell her, like, she should be less shy and call guys out and tell them not to fuck with her because she can Me Too them.
I'm not Me Too-ing anybody. It's all my fault.
You get a lot of dickheads.
Yeah, get that guy. Get
women don't realize how much. Some women don't realize how much power they have.
Women don't need to. Women know how much power they have.
No,
just get
she
on the subway in the summer, and they know how much power they have.
Take Ubers.
Yeah, because guys won't. They'll want to talk to you, right?
heard you had a three.
Somebody just put their number in my bag, like on a napkin. I leave my purse open too much, and then it said, "I thought you might need this," smiley face, and the number. And I found
that's
it,
a genius.
Like, the fuck? Where? What the fuck is this? I don't need your number, weirdo.
Maybe Brian did it by accident.
Oh, it was you. Was
he put it in someone else's purse?
I thought you were a guy.
What a psycho thing to do. Talk to somebody.
That's psycho.
I think it's old fashioned.
Don't.
Guys will try anything. Guys will get a fucking Skywriter. What? They got nothing to lose by dropping their number.
In your bag on a napkin?
Your bag, because maybe you're lonely.
I'm lonely or they're lonely?
Oh, maybe they think you're lonely. It's all a numbers game with guys. They try 100 women, one calls back, and they're happy.
I thought that was a psycho move.
It's like the guy on the train giving all, I can't see or I'm blind, I'm deaf. He gives a card to everybody. One guy gives him $1, he's happy.
Should I call him?
Yeah, call him.
Right now.
Let's call him right now.
Yeah, let's
do it.
Have
the number?
That'd
be great.
Can we patch it through?
Can we patch it through? What is this, NASA?
Kind of.
How can we not patch it through? People can call us.
Is that a yes?
What is this, NASA?
Oh, good.
Oh, you got to write it down.
He's going to write down the phone number.
There you go. Here.
And where is my...
Talk to him.
Let's see.
You saved it, though?
Yeah.
Why would you save it?
No, it's on a napkin. Oh, fuck.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Wait. I have to find the picture.
Okay.
Oh, you took a
picture of the napkin.
I think it's in my bag still. Oh, I know. Here it is.
Okay, great. Let's ask me if he has a nice cock.
This could be a joke, too. It might be one of my friends.
I think I just saw Real Battle's cock.
Oh, Jesus.
He was scrolling through.
Do you have dick pics on there?
No. Well, I guess.
How was his dick? Was it regular black?
Like a black guy. Like a big
girthy
dick.
Girthy and long.
Ugh! Makes me so mad when I hear the fucking, when I hear the truth.
I have a big, long, girthy
cock. I hear cliches confirmed.
I got a big one.
Did he dunk the basketball right now? Were you both licking his dick at the same time?
Yeah.
Really? That's awesome.
Oh, fuck!
I know.
That's great.
I know. It was a big mess.
I'm pissed because...
Did you clean it first?
Clean it?
Like a
moist towelette?
Exactly,
no.
With a moist towelette.
Why would I? No.
Because he's black. You can't tell if it's dirty.
Was he circumcised?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Black guys. I can't get a break. I got two hot women licking my dick at the same time.
You're getting this. You're married.
All right.
Now I'm
not getting it.
Man, I'm telling
everybody.
I'm afraid this is one of my friends or something. Who knows?
Hello, caller?
Shut up. I'll handle it.
Favorite Hollywood
memory? Let Keanu handle it.
Yeah.
I'm so scared.
Hello?
Did somebody answer?
I bet she's going to start singing The Wheels.
Jim, downtown at 6th and Brazos. Calls may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Oh, what is this?
To start your fitness journey with gold.
What is this?
If you're an existing, are we buying a timeshare in Alabama?
Did they say Brazos?
He wants you to do porn?
Regarding Gold Studio or group and personal
I don't know what
training plan.
Strip club?
Please press 3.
Oh, Brazzers.
He's scouting for strippers.
Oh, here we go.
What is this? I'm scared. Oh my God.
You gotta
is this like The Ring and a week later we're all gonna die?
Yeah, what if?
Hope shouldn't be scared. Kumia should be scared.
That's like a porn thing.
They're nice people.
Oh, that's why he wanted
you. I thought you might need this. Now I get it. Oh my God, so rude. Whoever did this.
Hold on. It's just ringing. Theater of the mind, people. Theater of the mind.
They said Brazzers.
I know, yeah.
Well,
you may.
We want you to do porn?
Somebody put their porn number in my bag.
Really?
Were you expecting.
If you want to do anal, press 3.
Who are you thinking? You think Elon Musk?
I thought it. Now it just got creepier.
The guy on the website, notits.com?
Oh, boy.
This guy is so on.
All right, thanks.
He's so on.
I don't even know what's going on.
Oh, my God. All right, thank you, guys. Sorry.
That is a pre-tape.
That was scary. Oh.
Happy Labor Day.
Why is it scary?
Now it's a poor
number. You're
both
licking his dick at the same time. That really fucking gets under my skin.
Why?
Have you had threesomes?
Never.
When I hear black guys with like they can't like we can't get anything. It's like you're getting.
They're not complaining that they
can't. You put that on Facebook Live.
They're not complaining they can't fuck white chicks. Huh? They're not complaining.
What are they complaining about? What are they complaining about?
About all the other stuff.
What? That they're getting beaten. That they're getting hosed down and fucking dogs are eating them. It's not the 60s anymore. They're doing fine, but the perception is they're still struggling out there.
Dogs are eating them.
Yeah, like German shepherds, police dogs, and shit. Like in fucking
Selma,
Alabama.
That sounds pretty rough to me.
Like what the fuck is what is what's the big beef with them? Because all they do is bitch about white people. I haven't met a white guy got his dick sucked by two women lately. Licked. That's even better than sucked, huh?
Are you in an open relationship?
We're looking for someone else, but I'm saying
are you polyamorous?
Before my girlfriend. No, like for just hey, for a girl.
Hey, Garrett, can you go to my Facebook page and there's like on a there's a video of polyamorous making fun of polyamorous people.
Not polyamorous. We haven't had a threesome yet.
Like, you're like she's I'm open cheat on her.
Bringing like, in, she's like a little bi, so she would bring another girl in. But we haven't done it yet.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you guys,
you could have a you've had threesomes, right?
His girlfriend.
No, with who? Never. I had a lesbian girlfriend, and she wouldn't let me have a threesome. But she's like, I don't want.
They're not all there. It's not that fun, honestly. It's
no, I know. I don't. I'm not. I don't think I'd enjoy it. It'd be too much stress.
Also,
no, you'd enjoy it. I don't know what you're talking about. I had a threesome. It was fucking amazing.
Right. Yeah. Well, then why don't you do it more? Why aren't you doing
it
more?
I'd love to do it more. It's great for the guy.
Somebody always ends up
there's
crying.
No better feeling than having two girls
anytime I
down
sex
on you. It's the greatest feeling in the world.
And they both lick one ball? Is that what happens?
You mix it up. You've never seen go on the internet.
I don't want to. I'm anti-porn. I've
had lots of threesomes. I mean, me and a guy and a girl. I've done a lot of that for some reason.
Too much.
Two men?
They ask you to leave?
No. Although one time, my friend and I were fucking this Israeli girl. And I was fucking behind. She goes, get out of me.
Get out of me.
Get out of me. I was rejected from
like you're a Palestine?
Like I said, well, let me just finish. And
you have that thing?
What we're looking for.
What are we looking at?
The pal. I don't know.
What is this?
Thanks. Thank
just
you.
Just because I have bad hair doesn't mean that I'm
this?
Oh,
yeah, God.
That's you, Alan.
Yeah. We've been meaning to tell you for a while.
Oh, Jesus.
We're poly now.
I'm noticing there is something there a lot more swingers coming up to me at the end of
shows.
The end of shows.
Nice.
Swingers? Yeah. I just got a card from a swinger, too.
You know?
That wizard in the street.
Oh, God.
A wizard in the street.
We were interviewing people in Washington Square Park.
See, that's my point. It's never who you want to be polyamorous. It's polyamorous. Okay, thanks, Garrett.
Thank you, Garrett.
Because Brian has a friend that's polyamorous, but she's not easy on the eyes. She's a bit of a drip.
Oh, boy.
And, but, you know, she's open to be fucked, but nobody wants to fuck her.
What's wrong with her? Why is she not easy on the eyes?
She just not. What am I? Jesus? I don't know. I didn't make her.
Zoftig? She's a full-figured gal.
No, but it's not even that. She's not like a butterface or anything. She's just like a... Brian bragged about her. Like, she's polyamorous.
She was going to come do the show and she couldn't, and then whatever. I mentioned it to her. I'm not bragging. I got a big, fat, polyamorous friend, Kevin, in a four-bedroom apartment in Park Slope, and an Audi that I can't drive anymore because I lost my vision.
No, but he's bragging like she's amazing. But it's like nobody wants to fuck
amazing
her.
People want to fuck her. She gets
you're
fucked.
Right. All the weirdos, like gross, hideous people are polyamorous. I get that. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Not,
they're all
what
sex
are you talking
positive.
About?
Yeah. There's
you
no hot, like.
Yeah, there are hot people who are polyamorous.
Where?
I'm sitting in Europe? I'm sitting two feet away
right
from one of them.
You got to go to Europe.
In
it's
Paris.
Like when you go to a nude beach. Who's on a nude beach? Fat people. Not the hot people.
My friend's a swinger, and he goes to Berlin, all these sex clubs, and he goes, oh, I've got to always make sure my balls are shaved. You can't have any pubic hair. So he's always going to shave his balls.
I never associate Berlin with sex clubs.
Sure, Berlin's there. Germans are fucking all there. You know,
are they?
Yeah.
Piss
yeah,
in my good mouth, huh, Juden? Juden. Piss in my mouth.
How do you shave your balls?
You got to get in there. My cousin's gay in Denver. You got a lot of hot, soapy water, and you just kind of get in there with a fresh Mach 3, and Bob's your uncle. I have a huge dick. It would take
oh
me like
God
4 hours to
so
shave my.
Shut the right fuck up! You're trying to impress.
You are a frightening.
Tries to impress
me. Rename this the puke in your.
So
mouth
you have a
podcast
gay cousin in Denver?
Oh yeah, sure.
He turned you on to doing your.
Well, he just told me because
you just have him wax, isn't it? You don't shave your balls.
You have to wax them. How do you shave them?
Well, why would you shave your balls?
Man, you get it hot.
I'm a hairy dude.
Yeah,
and
I'm
sure. Jesus.
Hey, why don't you just go to a waxing place? Wouldn't it be painful?
What is?
Because you hurt yourself. Shave your balls.
Kevin, I've had my dick waxed and lasered
this weekend.
All at the same time by two women.
Laser, who are you,
best
Buck Rogers?
Okay, so what happened? You had it lasered and what else?
This is like a few years ago. I've had my
different times.
Lasered.
No, yeah, same time.
And let me tell you something.
What's right better?
Want to hear this story?
Yes, please.
Okay. Are we going to be able to get through a story? This guy is like
probably
so
not
coked up. Are you
I'm
coked
fine
up?
No, I'm fine.
No?
Going,
boy,
right,
that's what
you
first
have the floor,
time
sir.
I don't know if you're coked up. But
no.
First time I talk to me, he goes, people think I'm coked up. I'm like, well, just fucking turn it down then.
Right,
people ever think you're coked up, talk slower.
Take the note.
Okay,
please.
So
you have the conk.
So I got I was my
wasn't he nice in the green room?
He's lovely.
He's a nice guy. Yeah.
Fine. Please.
I mean, he gets all keyed up when he gets
He's all fired up.
Or black dick.
That's why you should think about having a comic, because comics...
No, I don't want a comic. Comics are babies. Go ahead.
What's the story?
Anyway, I'm not trying to get you fired.
No kidding.
I can't really get him fired.
I need the $40, please, sir.
This is Bob Guccione.
He needs it for alcohol. Yeah.
Lenny Bruce over there. Thank you. Go ahead.
So I went to this laser hair place, and when I went there, everyone's hot. They're all hot women. You know, like smoking hot.
Sure.
And they asked me what I wanted to get done, and I told them I want everything done, including like around my dick.
Yeah.
And the girl,
my asshole cleaned out by someone's tongue.
Well, that's a little extra. Mm-hmm. So they were like, we don't really do that. Can you draw a picture, like exactly
picture.
Where and
well,
what you
picture.
Mean? Yeah. And I sat there. I swear to God, I drew a picture of my cock for the sales lady.
You have to stop getting Groupon things. You can't go on Groupon to get a fucking wax on your dick.
What happened? You used the Groupon?
No, I didn't. Like, I didn't even use Groupon. So then, I drew like this huge dick.
Yeah,
and like too many details too. But
and then somebody like somebody's mouth near it.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see the veins?
Two mouths, two comics.
Wait, so I don't understand. So why did they need a picture drawn just for evidence?
I don't know. I guess exactly where in my dick I had hair. It was like it was this two.
Oh.
And then I can't. She's like, you got to come back.
All over the head.
Just the head.
Just the head.
I just have a hairy fucking bucket on my tip of my dick.
Oh.
So then, you know, I come back and I'm like all nervous because I don't want these hot chicks to see my dick.
Sure.
When it's like you're shooting a laser at it, uh-huh. and it's always cold in there. I don't want to.
Why were they hot chicks there, though? I don't get that.
They're waxing.
They're hot, you know, like foreign chicks who need a job, and they'll do whatever.
I'm guessing like Eastern European, Ukrainian.
Yeah. Swedish, sure. I think.
Okay.
A lot of blonde hair, blue-eyed girls.
Sure.
So I was like, I was nervous, so I took a Viagra.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Well, then,
guys go in there with a fucking hard dick.
But I didn't want a hard dick. I didn't think it would get that hard.
You just
I thought
fluff.
It would be semi. So yeah, you know what I mean?
Non-spongy.
Non-spongy dick, yeah.
Tell me about it.
And then what happened?
So then the girl's like...
Gets in her dick so hard, they're all riding it. These hot women from Eastern Europe riding his big cock.
Nice big hard cock for
that's what
hair
I was,
all over.
That was my fantasy.
Draw another picture.
So then, and the other thing, too, I didn't realize because I didn't read the stuff they give you. You're supposed to shave everything before you get there.
What?
Yeah.
Why would you go there if you shave everything?
Because the laser doesn't work unless you shave everything.
But what's the laser do? It kills it forever?
It kills off, I guess. It kills off the hair at the root. At
follicles.
Yeah. So.
Big word for a blind guy, follicle.
Yeah, I went to community college 9 years. I'm almost done.
Community college.
Beauty. He's a cosmetologist.
Oh, thank you. What do you got? Keep going. I'm into this story.
All right. I you guys are
getting
somewhere. So I shave. I didn't leave myself enough time to shave, so I like to speed shave everything.
No!
I show up to this appointment, and then I was also stoned. So then...
On what?
I smoked some weed.
Oh.
So I show up to the appointment, and the girl's like, go in there, get undressed. I'll be in there in a moment. And she comes in. I'm like... And she walks in, she opens the door, and she sees me. I'm like, I'm bleeding from everywhere.
Your dick?
Yeah, everywhere.
You wanted your chest and everything lasered?
Yeah.
You wanted them to laser from like your neck down to
your ankles?
I was
dating a girl who hated body hair. She hated body hair. So then,
you shaved your chest too?
Everything, yeah.
Like, and he's
going
to take
you.
I was sick of it. She liked going to the beach and everything, and I didn't feel like man grooming or manscaped. I just wanted to fucking be able to, you know, go take off my shirt and not worry about it.
Who's that? Your girlfriend?
The girl I was dating at the time.
Oh.
So
you'd rather, instead of breaking up with you, decide to shave yourself. That's what guys do. You just move on. Just move on.
But she always wanted to go to a beach. You understand? You understand what I'm saying?
And I would just
constantly like shave to go to a beach.
No, I know. You know? Why would you have to shave to go to the beach?
I don't like having. It was annoying.
You're hairy.
I'm hairy. Fucking.
So you're sitting
Russian
there
guy.
Bleeding with a hard.
So
dick.
No. So she comes in. I wasn't even sitting. She surprised me. So I'm like standing up, and I'm bleeding from everywhere. I'm wearing like this hospital gown where it's like soaked in blood.
Yeah.
My eyes are glazed from the weed, and I've got like a massive erection. I didn't realize because it was the first time I ever took Viagra. And she opened the door and closed it right away.
Then never came back.
She just left.
And she left the building. And then
quit her job.
She quit. I think she quit.
I've had
enough. They told me. Then they told me, like, they called me, and she's like, they were like, we heard about the incident. And we listen, you know, if you want to still do this, I don't know how you got an erection. I don't know what happened. So it's the most uncomfortable conversation ever. She's like, we can try it again.
Left. You just left.
She left. I don't know what to do.
What did you do?
I left too after a while. Just, you know,
sat there all alone in some room.
There was no office.
I sat there for a while because it was a late night appointment. It was just her.
Oh.
You were so scary.
I'm using my hour with that. I get waxed or not.
Guys are scary anyway.
I didn't want to have an erection. I just wanted a semi thing in case the laser makes me shrink, and because you know it's.
Jerked off in the trash can like a man.
I didn't want to jerk off. I wasn't going to come. I just wanted to make a good impression.
You have to be a good cop.
Anyway,
buddy team.
So that
he is jerked off. You're blind. He's always bleeding and fucking. No, I thought if I got a little bit of an erection, they would all be impressed.
Not
by
an
me.
Erection. Just I wanted to just maintain a certain level.
Why would you give a shit?
Because they're hot.
Guys are fucking crazy.
It's crazy. That's insane. Yeah. That's insane.
It's not like they just go to your high school. They're never gonna. No, you're never gonna see them again.
I don't know because maybe I would hook up. I don't know. Anyway,
you hair on your back?
I did.
You have now?
I shave now. I just got the Manscaped, the man groomer thing. Yeah, and that's
you do your
it.
Own back.
Put your shirt off for
it
me.
Grows back. The laser hair didn't work on me.
Now, how do you do your own back? You shave your own
like
back?
No, no, man groomer. It's like a big fucking electric razor that extends, and you could just get all the
damn,
spots.
I'm kill myself.
I'm not hairy at all.
You gotta do it. People hate back hair. Women hate.
I don't
back
have back hair, but just the thought of like fuck. You shaving your own back makes me want to kill myself.
I have to do it. What am I gonna do?
I agree.
Just have someone do it. Have someone wax you.
I've shaved my friends' backs before.
So then...
That's you can shave your own back.
Yeah, it's like this big, like, extendable arm.
Where would I see this in a commercial?
You could Google it, or they could pull up on the screen. Is anybody there paying attention?
Amazon Prime, my treat. Garrett, take my password.
You're hairy, right? Take off your shirt.
So while...
Oh, please.
Never says...
your gorgeous outfit.
He never says no.
Top half off.
Also, you need to go...
Undershirt
your clothes are too tight.
He never says no. Whenever you say take off your shirt, he never
yeah,
says
see?
No.
You should... Well...
He's furry.
Also,
turn around.
The top button. Why are you so close to me?
No,
he's like an orangutan. Turn around. He's orange and he's hairy. Turn around.
45.
Turn around so they can see your back.
I don't. It's fine.
You look like that kid who was singing "Wheels on the Bus on the Train."
Wheels on the bus go round and round and round and round. Listen.
Where did you
turn
find
around,
him?
Turn can, around.
What do you want to see? Again?
So they can see your hairy back.
Yeah.
Can Manscaped help that?
Listen, if I was single, I would be crushing pussy. I don't give a shit.
Literally,
I'd be falling on top of
with a jackhammer
against their will. Yeah.
No, the safe word is more. Please,
you're not muscular, so the hair.
The hair. How dare you?
I'm trying to pay you a backhanded compliment.
Okay, go ahead.
A back muscular, so the hair helps you.
This is why he's a good sidekick.
Yeah, because
comics will never do this.
Gets naked.
He really is like the class clown. The class clown does a lot of dumb shit.
I've been seeing a private trainer at the New York Sports Club. The other day, I lifted 115 pounds 5 times.
All right, let me finish this story really quick.
All right, please, go ahead.
Jesus Christ.
By the way, this is staying off now for the ladies. Is it low tide in here? I can smell something going on.
I'm so thrilled to be here with you.
Seriously, though, without creeping you out, you do smell good. And you have nice skin.
He tells me I smell like a Jersey hooker.
That's good.
You have nice skin.
Yeah,
what
nice
a fucking
skin.
Psycho compliment. Thank
you. You're welcome.
So that's what we want women to smell
Caller?
Like Jersey strippers.
Yeah.
Anyway,
stripper.
All right, please go.
I'll just finish this really quick. So the next time they're like, if we do this again, there's gonna have to be someone else in the room with you, or two people there at the same time.
Your mom.
Yeah, your whole
like, why is your
whole
dick
family
hard?
Has to come watch your dick get.
I didn't want my mom to see me with a little dick.
So they have now. I come back for the appointment. Now they have.
They just go to another place.
Now they have because I paid already. They don't give you. They don't refund you.
That's really funny.
So now they have two hot chicks working my dick. I didn't take a Viagra, and I get hard again, and I got banned.
You're fucking joking.
No.
Oh, my God. You needed somebody
so
there.
What were
two hot chicks. Do you know what they do
what
with the laser
doing?
Hair removal? They take, like, this lollipop stick.
Yeah.
Not lollipop, like a ice, like
licky,
ice
licky.
Pop stick or whatever. And, like, they take, like, this hot thing, and they just, like, this hot gooey stuff, and they rub it on your dick.
Sure they do.
That's never wrong when they put gooey stuff on your dick. That's never been wrong since the beginning of time.
It'd be my mother's tongue.
Maybe I have turned into Bob Guccione. Oh my God!
So the two women and they got mad at you. Did they finish or
they didn't even get mad at me?
And
there's one girl who signed me up.
Two girls finished.
She had a boyfriend, and I think she was into me. Like she would like text me every now and then, and I think she was into
it.
Hey, I think the thing worked. I think the thing with the Viagra stuff worked.
So the two girls did what? Did they finish waxing you?
They did their job, but they're like, listen, you can't, you know.
You can't be erect.
And we had this weird conversation. She's like, you can't be erect. And I'm like, I can't help it.
You're so hot.
No, I was like, no, I didn't say that.
Look.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What are you guys looking at?
Is that what it was like, Alan? Oh, good God. Ew. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's it. That's what they did. Yeah, it's true. That's what the fuck did your guys find?
Disgusting.
That's what
Alan,
they did to you?
That, oh, my God. That made you hard?
That made you hard.
They're waxing here. They're not doing laser hair removal.
You never actually, did they actually wax your balls?
Yeah, they did everything.
Even though you got the hard on,
well, they did the waxing. I did at a salon place.
Okay,
and lasering. You have like all these soccer moms getting their hair done.
Oh my God,
it'd be funny.
Oh
like getting my funny, balls the more, waxed. The more painful it is, the more your dick
like
gets hard.
More hard, yeah.
Come all over the room.
Like, we can't calm this guy. Like beating his like balls.
Roman candle,
fucking hammer,
shooting off.
This guy won't get things. Of course, she's, like, I can't. This is
of course she's
hard
gonna
anymore.
Text you if you, everything they do gets you hard. She's in the S&M.
They need another. They needed a witness.
Like, macing my cock. It keeps growing.
I got a good one for you. When I lived in L.A., I was in Beverly Hills, and I had a Groupon for. I occasionally got my back waxed. I know, shocker, but they did something body sugaring, which is basically they take it's a big ball of sugar and they roll it, and it's like when they wax, the hair goes down. When they sugar, it goes up, and it's supposed to last longer. And it was $180, and it's supposed to be $400, and it lasts for like 6 months. So I said, I'll do it. So I go to this really nice studio in Beverly Hills. I go in, a woman comes out, and she's like 9 months pregnant, and she's Asian, but like Asian. American. It was really like it wasn't like a rub and tug. It was like a legitimate place, right? Go in. I get down my underwear. I lay on my back, and she's looking at my back, and she's and we're kind of chatting a little bit, and she's got the sugar. It's a big ball of kind of gooey. It looked like caramel or something. And she goes, "Hey, you have a big ingrown hair on your back. Do you want me to get it out for you?" And I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Well, I'll squeeze it out, you know." And I said, I said, sure. So she goes over and, like, turns the lights down. And I was like, it kind of got, like, a little sexual, you know? So I'm laying there, and she puts gloves on, and she starts to, like, pop this big pimple on my back, right?
What do you mean it got sexual? How is that sexual?
Well, because, like, well, here's the thing. She had her pregnant belly resting on my love handles.
So sexual,
and
yeah.
I could hear her baby's heartbeat through my back fat. Well, I really could.
Popping your pimple.
Alan's getting hard just hearing about that.
Kick me in the balls.
Calm down.
Baby heartbeat is like boom, 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 boom.
That guy turned on.
I didn't pop a rod or anything. And then, but she pops it and she goes, "Oh, there's so much in there." And I said, "Let me see it." And she like put it on like a tongue thing, a little tongue depressor. And she shows me like all the pus, And she's like, "Look how big that was." And then meanwhile,
you licked it.
I started eating her pussy. No, I did nothing. Then she like put it away.
The aristocrats.
She washed her hands. Right. She washed her hands. Put it away. And then she sugared my back. And then she did it. But
and you moved on.
We moved on. But she put the lights back on. It was kind of like it was a weird little thing. I was like,
there was nothing.
Weird. It's always weird when you're in a room and a woman's.
I called my wife. I said, I feel like I cheated on you.
My doctor's a woman now, and I always feel like when she gets close to me, I always feel like something is about to happen.
You're talking about like the rub and tug stuff. I've been surprised at places that offer rub and tugs.
What do you mean surprised?
Like I was on vacation.
Okay.
I was on vacation, right? We went to a very nice resort with someone who I was with before my girlfriend.
With Rel?
What? Yeah, with Rel.
I'm gonna get your dick up.
I'm so over sorry, here. Rel.
Did we mention how girthy Rel's dick is?
Yeah.
We love you, Rel.
Called the Widowmaker.
Because he's not getting enough pussy, so he needs a shout out like that. You know, a typical like fucking girthy.
I bought your show on iTunes, even though it's canceled.
By the way, licking my dick.
Rel should be thanking me a lot more for doing our podcast and getting like a threesome out of it.
It's not hard to sleep with me. It just isn't. So it's not like a thank you. It's fine.
I still deserve a thank you.
Not you, bro. Not you.
Anyway, all right.
I have some standards.
You're not supposed to do it right in front of people.
You're frightening.
I feel like I'm on the subway.
Things are ridiculous. It's not easy to. Sonny's asleep. You know?
This is like the worst Uber pool ever.
This is good.
That's funny. All right, tell us what we Robin talk. Come on.
This is Bob Guccione. This,
go ahead. Go ahead. Go. You have the floor.
Not Bob Guccione, goddamn.
He's rubbing his nipples as she's saying. How I'm not hard to sleep.
His nipples are
hard and disturbing. I don't mean you. I don't mean you.
You can probably floss with his hair.
No.
Get that dirty.
So, I've never been more grossed out.
Okay. Here's how grossed out Keanu is. Keanu never sits this close to me. Like, her body language.
I'm like clinging to no.
All right, you're at a Robin Hood. Go ahead. I don't think
at this fancy schmancy resort.
Right? Europe?
No, it was Dominica, I think, right? So, yeah, it was like this high-end resort.
Dominican Republic or something else?
It's an island. It's a really nice island.
Okay, cool.
Whereas I think it was one of those like nice Caribbean islands.
Cool.
So anyway, so we're there. 80. We go to this really high-end posh place.
Okay.
And my girlfriend at the time is like, what are you going to do if they offer you a happy ending? And I'm like, that's not going to happen. This place is ridiculous. It's not going to, they're not going to do that.
And turn over, Bob Guccione. Turn over.
I don't think they know Bob Guccione.
Guccione.
Yeah, they don't
Bob even. Macaroni. Go ahead, please.
Sorry. So I go in there, and they have two masseuses come to the desk.
Okay.
One is smoking hot, like supermodel.
Okay.
The other one is like a short person who looks like she just came back from working in the fields.
Okay.
You know, like burly, sturdy, like, you know, round, and like nothing will knock her over.
Sure.
So she grabs me by the arm like this and pulls me, yanks me into the room while my girlfriend goes with the hot one.
Okay.
And she starts massaging me, and then she's like, finish, you know? And I'm like, okay, I'll leave. And she's like, no, finish. And like, she like goes like this, like the motion jerk off. And I'm like, all right, I guess. And she starts jerking me off. No lotion.
Oh.
Her hands. I'm not kidding. It really felt like she was like out there like helping farmers or something, pulling crops with her bare hands.
Uh-huh.
The sandpaper. Sandpaper fucking. And I'm like, and then now, like as she's doing it, you know, I'm just like thinking about her horrible life.
Yeah.
I'm still hard, but.
Yeah, of course.
Probably harder.
Get hard at the drop of a fucking hat.
Right.
But she's like, there's like friction on my dick. You talking about ironing out your dick?
How many kids would die?
There's no
lotion.
There were no wrinkles on my dick after that. She polished it down.
Well, why wouldn't she use any lotion? I don't get it.
I don't even get
it. She spit in her hand.
But I didn't like, I felt so bad. I'm thinking about like, okay, don't say anything. You know, white privilege. Just let her do her job.
She was black?
She was using her, she wasn't black, but she wasn't like me.
How about the supermodel? What was she? She was black too?
The what?
When it did your girlfriend?
No, it wasn't black. She was like a native of the island.
A Hispanic. Yeah,
indigenous?
I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah,
mud people, as my mother calls them.
Oh, boy.
So.
Oh, boy.
So she's jerking me off. It's already painful. And then at the end, she fucking takes my nipple.
Oh,
and
nice.
Fucking 360s it.
No, she didn't.
Swear to God. Swear to God. And then I'm like, whoa, like what are you? And then before I can even like get anything out, she does the other nipple.
No.
I came.
Yes.
And I
of course you did. Yeah.
You did.
I walk out. My girlfriend's relaxing in the jacuzzi. I'm holding on to my nipples and my dick. And she's like, what the fuck? I'm like,
bleeding
I don't
again.
Know. I don't know what this is, but I think they hate white people.
I've never had that happen to me where they grab your nipple.
What is like
No.
Anyway, I came back there a second time.
I still want their nipples grabbed anyway, don't
no,
you? Went
don't
back?
Go back there a second time.
Get the other girl?
Because I wanted the other girl.
Yeah.
So I tell the host.
She won't do it, I bet.
No. So here's what happened. So we go back to the hotel. I'm like, listen,
I like your stories,
I told
by
my
the way.
Girlfriend. Thank you. Yeah. I told my girlfriend.
As he has no shirt on.
This is
coming on to him.
This is so disturbing.
You keep coming, buddy.
But
I'm with you.
This is really bad.
It's fun.
So I come back. And I tell the hotel, I'm like, all right, listen, I've heard there's a great masseuse here at this resort.
Right.
She's tall,
looks like
blonde.
Danny, she looks like Danny DeVito.
She really gets a cum out of you.
She looks like the penguin.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, do me a favor. I want that masseuse. I've heard great things about her. Can you book me with that? And she's like, oh, yeah, yeah. Like, you know, like Manisha or whatever. Yeah, yeah, Manisha, yeah. And no
she
problem.
She take Groupon?
No, they didn't. They're
right,
like, they have Wi-Fi. So we're there. and we're at the desk, and they're like, okay, we're all set. I'm like, yes. You know, Manisha, like, yes. So I see them walking up the hallway, the hot one and the big, like, you know, yeah, fucking, like, Oompa Loompa.
Field grabs you again. You go,
Oompa Loompa. Oh! Yeah, I swear to God. She outraced the model, grabbed me, and fucking, and I went along with it because I couldn't say it. I didn't want to insult her.
She remembered
I did,
you.
I didn't want to be like, no, I want the hot one.
Did yeah, she touch
that's
nipples a,
that's
again?
A, that's tricky because the hot one's not going to give you a hand job anyway.
She brought, I didn't care, but I just wanted.
Yeah,
to,
but she's not going to. That's the problem with hot women. They do what they want.
Yeah.
Speaking of Danny DeVito, you know Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman have a daughter who's an actress?
No. Oh, okay. What about it?
Because she was in Crashing when I did Crashing.
Oh, was she really?
Yeah.
I interviewed Danny DeVito for
exactly
my podcast
like,
last year.
I'll battle.
She looks exactly like you would expect Danny DeVito and Rhea.
Oh, no. Who was she in Crashing?
I don't know.
You don't care.
I think she's listed. Can you guys go to Crashing? I think she's. I think she has a Wikipedia. I'm not
she's
sure.
She's little and fat and bald?
She's not bad.
Aww.
What are you talking
but now
about?
She's, but this, that was years ago.
Did you do a hand job in Dominica?
It's okay.
Where's her neck? Like, I don't know
who's who. Who's that?
She looks like Danny DeVito.
She looks okay. She's okay. Fine.
You know, you're like.
No, but when I saw her, they go, I think I figured it out. And I was like, I go, oh shit, they had a kid together. So,
she's
short. I mean, I guess she, let me, can I get that closer up? She wasn't like hideous,
Pants.
But she was. She
enhanced.
Was just short, and she had a wacky personality because they gave her like the she could tell she was like the wacky one.
You know you're fucking when you want to look like Rhea Perlman. You're like, yes, I look like Rhea Perlman.
I'm pretty. I look like my mom.
Look at your mom. I interviewed Danny DeVito for this Bernie Sanders thing, and I said, hey, Mr. DeVito, I said, if Bernie Sanders wins, do you think he'll be taking a taxi to the White House? And he shot me such a look, interview over. He was sitting down, he got up with his fucking stupid Prosecco or Limoncello hat on, and he just left. I thought that was kind of funny. I talked to Tim Robbins for so long, I was like,
a taxi ref.
I was like, all right, Tim.
Again, Keanu looking at you mystified.
I'm confused.
She doesn't know what you're talking about.
It was a television program.
In
the early 80s.
Look it up.
He picks up young girls. Remember Jack Lemmon in the Odd Couple?
Remember the apartment with Shirley MacLaine?
Sitcoms.
Hey, I tell you, ever go to the Automat?
Hogan's Heroes is hilarious.
Bob Crane. You know, you hear a lot of bad stuff about him.
You're
I'm gonna pull me sure. Is it almost time to get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, it is.
I went by fast.
I'm gonna fall down.
That explains your blood sugar's low.
Probably.
He's drunk. He's going blind. And he's drunk.
I think. Hopefully, I've
he's
gone blind.
All kinds of fucking issues because he's a mess.
Know, these t-shirts. A little tip for you because I think you're a big pervert. What you do is when you're
I'm not a pervert.
Finish with a t-shirt. You save it and you jerk off into it. That's what I do.
Ew.
When you're finished with it.
Yeah, when you wear it only once. See Buck Mason. These are handmade in America. $60
anyway.
Put your clothes back on.
I feel bad about the Rhea Perlman. What's her name? Anyway. Don't even give it out. I apologize, but when I saw when somebody said it's Danny DeVito's daughter, I'm
you're like it makes sense.
What an ugly cut.
She's short, and then I know her mom's short, so yeah. I just thought like to have them. You know,
short girls.
You know, it's an advantage to have them as your parents because obviously everybody loves them. But then it's like
you look like
yeah, but them. you're not gonna be tall.
No, of course not.
No, you're not gonna be tall at all. My daughter.
Anyway, she seemed like a lovely gal.
She's like, Judd, oh, I saw the director's cut of Trainwreck. It was 20 minutes shorter. Fucking hack.
Who?
Judd Apatow. Fuck him.
He said what about what?
I just don't like Judd Apatow. I don't like sex scenes. You could probably get behind this. No pun intended.
Intended. It's fine.
Aren't you Crashing?
He's no cuck.
Yeah, but I already got the check, so
it's all done.
They can't.
They're doing Crashing too. Electric Boogaloo. Now I don't like when Judd does sex scenes with Amy Schumer and she keeps her shirt on. I don't like it. Nobody fucks with their shirt on. I bet when
I do,
I have before.
You know, what's the point with you? But I'm saying with regular people. I mean, you know, my point is only that I'm just joshing you. But my point is that I hate when
you can't have
Amy Schumer's big tits out there flopping around.
Amy Schumer, there'll be memes for
on the side.
Her tits are out there on the
side.
Yeah, but if she's fucking and it's her back fat.
That movie Knocked Up, just get an abortion. Who cares?
You're an evil man.
No, you don't have
Kevin, she took out her tit in Trainwreck. Or no, was the movie?
No, it's the new one with Goldie Hawn.
Goldie Hawn, yeah, she had her tit out.
Yeah, she got her good tit out. It was probably lit well, and it was probably supported by something.
CGI tit.
If you got your fucking
seven teams
back fat, nobody's gonna get mad. But
the reason for the shirt, I guess.
They're not gonna show her front.
No.
They'll show her back, and then it'll be all these like rolls of fat, roll after roll.
You're evil.
You need some butter with all those rolls.
Oh my god.
There you go. See?
That got him.
That's a good tit.
Look at her boob.
I bet you're right.
You're that hungry, the thought of butter rolls.
I know. And just...
All right, should we do social media stuff?
Yeah.
Why don't we start with down there with you, please?
See, that tit's being held up by Danny DeVito.
Oh, nice tit.
It's being supported. So, yeah, of course it looks like a decent tit, but I'd still rather have a darker tit than that. Anyway, go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Do your...
Week in Sex podcast.
Yeah.
Follow us
on Twitter.
It's a good
podcast. I did it. I very, very had a very good time. I had a great time. You didn't fuck nobody.
Instagram.
Nobody licked my dick.
Okay, so let's go to
their best friend.
The Week in Sex. Yes.
I got to come back. Little Rel had to do it twice.
Can we find it on
Twitter?
What's his name? What's his Twitter? What's his Twitter?
Let's not bring him up.
Yeah, let's have people troll who she did.
Two girls lick my dick while I sit up here. Look at the window.
Rel Battle is his name.
Rel, we love you. I had the best time with you. Yeah.
God damn it!
You give him reverse cowgirl.
Trying to cock block him and it's going
always.
The other way.
My pecker's
going to
break in half.
Cock block him. How are you going to cock block him?
No, I'm trying to be like, I'm trying to get people to troll him, and she's like, we love you.
We do. We love
for you. We're going to give money to your GoFundMe so you get more white
social
pussy.
Media, what do you have?
You can follow The Week in Sex on all the platforms. Terrific. You can follow me at Keanu C. Thompson on Instagram.
Nice. Yeah. Terrific. Great.
On Twitter.
Allanfuks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
What's your Twitter? Same?
Same thing. Keanu C. Thompson
on
all the platforms.
You guys are great.
Thank you
very much.
They're going to be regular, so don't fucking scare them off.
You're not scary. I'm joking. You don't gross me out that bad, man.
Start smelling her ass.
I would take that away, and that makes me feel good, so thank you.
He's going to try to smell you right after the
show. I would be having sex with you in 20 minutes.
Oh, boy.
He's a good dude. He's just like a little hyper.
We love him.
He's an idiot. He's a village idiot.
Bring in the show, you guys. Come on.
Go ahead.
Put it out there a little bit. BrianPatrickMcCarthy.com, of course, and of course, at Brian P. McCarthy.
Happy Labor Day, everybody. Happy Labor Day, Monday.
No white shoes after today, right?
That summer's over. Kevin Brennan 666 on the Twitter and Kevin Brennan 666 on the Instagram. Go to my everything. All my links are on Kevin on my Twitter. You guys all know.
We are all friends. Thank you, Garrett. Thank you, Compound Media.
I am a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.